All right. Good morning to you today. All right, we're going to start a new series, something the Lord laid on my heart a few weeks ago, and I wasn't going to save it, but, because I hope it's good, because it's going to, save it till, later, but sometimes, you shouldn't save things like that, right? You just need to get it out there. But what the Lord laid on my heart is this idea of mind over matters. Mind over matters. And, kind of a play on words, because a lot of people who are more humanistic don't really are into God. They kind of believe they mind over matter. They can control their destiny and do anything they want. But yet we see in Scripture as believers that, we need God on our side. And we're going to talk the first point about the problem of confusion. I don't know if you've ever been confused before. I have. And sometimes that's not good. But have you ever felt dazed or confused? Things going on in your life, maybe something, just kind of came out of nowhere and it rocked your boat. I kind of picture a boat out in the lake or something, then another big boat comes by and how it makes that big wave, and then it just really gets your boat to rock. And sometimes if it's a big enough boat, you can take on water. Have you ever taken on water before? It seems like in life. It seems like you're going down, you're starting to sink. And, I think when, we tend to get confused, I think a lot of times we don't think straight. We kind of think crooked. We got things going on in our life that cause us to not really understand things how they really are. And, I believe we need to come to the place, where we understand how we can get our mind back to where it needs to be. We are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body, right? But our mind is very important. That's kind of the middle ground. Our spirit's trying to bring our soul, our mind over on its side, and our flesh, the old nature's trying to bring our mind over on its side. So the mind is really the battleground, and really that's why we need to really understand how to win the battle for our minds. And the Bible says it's really a staggering statement. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ, and that's amazing. That just amazes me that we have the mind of Christ now, or at least we can have the mind of Christ. I think that's a better way of putting it.